With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Qinghai titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Because we're destroying the planet. Mm. And we're fighting each other instead of fighting the real enemy. Mm. You know? That is the destroying of the planet. And, ruin the resource of the world. We are short, you know, if we don't stop. We'll be short of many things. And then the real war really broke out. Mm. When people are hungry and desperate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then nothing can stop. So do what you can and think what you can, okay? Yes. All positive, all for reconstruction of this world, all saving of the world. Otherwise, we also don't care. We go in heaven. But these people who left behind, who have not yet repented and who have not yet really earned any merit, they will go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We have a new world for us. It's okay. But it's not because of that. We ignore the people who stay behind. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's for them that we're working. It's for the ignorant people that I'm working. Mm. It's not for you. Of course, you work, it's good for you. I already show you the path and you're walking on it. I'm very pleased that you're walking straight. I'm not worried about you anymore. Yeah? And now if you content to work with me, then I'm very grateful. Yeah? If not, I'm not worried about you. They have to choose their path, they have to clean themselves. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But the people who are still alive, I'm worried for them. Yeah? Mm. Because I still can do something. We still can do something. That's why we meditate a lot. We're cleaning the planet, and we meditate, we retreat, we pray, all that. It's for these people, in case at least we can waken them up a little bit. And they can still stop now. Mm-hmm. They still can do it. And they still can go to heaven, high heaven, if they stop all this and try to help the planet. Don't even help me. Yeah? Don't need to do any method. Or don't need to come to me, nothing. Just be a good human being is enough for me to help them. Mm. If they turn around and have a noble idea, want to save the planet and save all this generation and the future, then I'm already having good enough excuse to help them. Mm-hmm. So I hope the people in power will do that. Mm. Yeah? Because even if this planet is destroyed, we go to heaven. It doesn't matter to us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bad karma cannot be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah? If they make bad karma, they cannot redeem after they die. You understand? They have to redeem themselves now. Everyone is allowed to make mistakes until a certain extent. But once you turn around your head and want to be good, everything erased. Mm. And that's the law of heaven. Heaven is very, very forgiving and loving. You understand me? So I do hope that the people who can stop the war, can stop the catastrophe, do stop. So that heaven really has good excuse to have them. Otherwise, it will be millions of years in misery for these people who know which is good and don't do. Not just don't do bad things, but knowing the good thing and don't do. Mm. And not just don't do bad things, but do not stop the bad things happen. Also bad karma. Mm. And not to talk about encouraging it or supporting it is even worse. The same mind is very important to harness the power so we can move mountains. Mm-hmm. You understand me? We really have to move mountains. Mm-hmm. We want to save the world. Huh? 2000 passed already. If we continue the way people are doing, we're not out of danger, understand? Mm-hmm. But the government and the people of the world also have to do something.
Төгс гэгэрсэн их багш танаа. Таны хүн төрлөлтний төлөө хийж буй ариун үсд чин сэтгэлээрээс талархаж байдгаа. Монголчууд бид буян үлдэж нүглийг дэвчхийг мэддэг нь эртнээс шүтэж ирсэн буддтай шашнаас улбаатай билээ. Иймээс бурхан багшийн дүүчин өдөр сар бүр бэлгийн тоолдын шиний нэгэн буюу 15-ны өдрүүдэд ихних хүмүүс махи амсалгүй цагаан хоол идэхийг хичээдгээ. Нэгэн тарах материал дээрээ та дэлхийн дулааралд бидний үүд үр техник технологиос илүүтэйгээр нөлөө үзүүлсэн гэж хэлсэн байдгаа. Гэтэл үүлийн үрийг ихнэг хүмүүс шашны хүрээнд л ойлгож түүний жинхэнэ утга учирыг төдийлөн сайн мэдтгүй. Амтны айн хорооч махан хүнс хэрэглэх нь өөртөө үүлийн үр үүсгдэг болохыг хүмүүст энгийн байдлаар хэрхэн ойлгуулвал зохилттой вэ? Их багш таны бэлэг ухаанд баярлалаа.
Hello, madam. Can I guy? Yes. First of all, congratulations to you, madam, and thank you for your wise, compassionate choice of vegetarianism. The concept of karma, or in the Western terminology, the consequence of our action, as you sow, so shall you reap in the Bible. It's not a Buddhist or Christian concept alone. It's a logical term, meaning that for every action there is a consequence. And the law of karma, meaning the cause and effect, is very exact. So we must stop the killing of other beings, and consequently our life will be spared. By being vegetarian, our human's consciousness is raised up to a higher level, cleaning up and elevating us to our original noble self again. As we plant the seeds of compassion, we will reap the love and peace in return. So to reduce bad karma, we must reverse our actions and create good karma by being benevolent, being kind, and being merciful. Then all these qualities will return to us in manifold. We will beget mercy from heaven and be able to preserve this precious planet and our lives. Stop animal raising. As we know by now, an animal breeding is the foremost cause of damage to our planet and the health of the people even, and the detrimental effect on our environment as well. It will destroy the world if we do not stop eating and producing meat and animal product. Animal and meat production has been found by scientists to emit more greenhouse gases than all the transportation sectors combined. Methane, which is one of the primary gases emitted causes up to 72 times more heat to be trapped in the atmosphere than the carbon dioxide. However, methane also disappears much more quickly than carbon dioxide. So if we stop eating meat, we stop producing animal product, then the planet will be able to cool down almost immediately. This is scientifically very logical also. There is no need to even talk about the moral issue. So the vegetarian diet is the fastest, easiest, and most effective solution for a life-sustaining planet. Thank you, ma'am.
Баярлаа.
With the emergence of the Asian economic powers, including China and India, and their increasing energy demands, what goals would you like to see such nations set in this regard?
I would imagine, of course, the heaven on earth. And to achieve this, it would be best for these energy-spending countries to develop in a wise and sustainable way. They all know that already. The question is to put it into practice, the knowledge that we have already accumulated. They should set goals to use sustainable energy and minimize their greenhouse gas emissions in their industries, because every effort is worth the benefit to their citizens' health, environment, and even the economy. This is the true meaning of prosperity. Unfortunately, as countries develop, their demand for meat also increases, as they can more easily afford it. However, this is extremely counterproductive, because demand for meat pushes up energy demands enormously, while worsening global warming, raising animals is responsible for 80% of all greenhouse gas emissions from the agriculture sector. Here are three reasons why these developing countries should also set no meat and instead propagate vegan lifestyle as their number one goal. First is to save energy for better purposes. Meat production is energy intensive and grossly energy inefficient. To produce 1 kilogram of beef consumes 169 megajoules of energy, or enough energy to drive an average European car for 250 kilometers. 1 6-ounce beefsteak costs 16 times as much fossil fuel energy as one vegan meal, containing three kinds of vegetables and rice. The UN IPCC's chair, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, further points out that meat requires constant refrigerated transportation and storage, the growing and transportation of the animal's food, a lot of packaging, a lot of cooking at high temperatures for long periods, and a whole lot of animal waste products that also need to be processed and disposed of. Meat production is so costly and inefficient, so unsustainable, that it is bad business to produce meat. Second, besides energy, precious land, food, and water resources already scarce in these very countries are also wasted or degraded to unacceptable degrees. One study in India found that to produce 1 kilogram of beef requires 7 kilograms of grain for feed instead of direct human consumption, while yielding less than one-third the amount of protein. The poor are bound to suffer from hunger. And overall, increased meat consumption has always been correlated with jumps in chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, whereas before that, these ills were virtually unknown. Finally, one reason why developing countries should say no to meat production and consumption is that by turning to the plant-based diet, they will gain invisible benefits as well. In India and China, it is already taught in their traditions, in the law of ahimsa, meaning non-violence, and the law of karma, which says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Meaning, by turning to the virtuous, compassionate diet of vegan alone, they would generate such a positive, constructive energy. This new loving power could even stop the effects of climate change in their vulnerable lands and open up people's innovative thoughts to solve all manner of economical, social, and technological problems. And every country, whether developed or developing, will flourish in ways beyond our imagination. I promise, it is true.
We thank you for your presence for this series of the compilation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful discussions titled Save Our Planet from the Karma of Killing. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. God bless and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.